Tom Cotton endorses Katie Britt in Alabama GOP U.S. Senate runoff. By Jeff Poor on May 31, 2022. On Tuesday, U.S. Senate hopeful Katie Britt's campaign announced Senator Tom Cotton, RR, had endorsed Britt's effort. In a tweet, Cotton first announced the endorsement, calling her a conservative fighter who puts American workers first, supports the RAISE Act, and will stand up to the Chinese Communist Party. We need more leaders like Katie Britt in the U.S. Senate, leaders who defend our rights, stand strong for the rule of law, and put Americans first, Cotton said in a statement. I'm fighting hard to stop the liberal mob, hold Biden's incompetent White House accountable, and secure our border. Katie is a tough conservative fighter who will put Americans first. She'll work with me to protect our values and to stop Democrats from permanently changing our country. Cotton's endorsement could boost Britt's standing with conservatives. Her opponent, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, is backed by Senators Rand Paul, RK White, and Ted Cruz, RTX, who have both actively campaigned for Brooks. Britt applauded Cotton's announcement. I'm honored to have Senator Tom Cotton's endorsement and am grateful for his support, Britt said. Senator Cotton is a rock-ribbed conservative champion in the U.S. Senate for upholding law and order, standing up to China, ending Joe Biden's border crisis, supporting peace through strength, combating inflation, and ensuring American workers and families come first. As Alabama's next U.S. Senator, I'll proudly work with Senator Cotton to fight for these important priorities and defend our Christian conservative values. The outpouring of support we saw from every corner of Alabama last week was incredible, and my family and I are truly grateful, she added. Growing up in Coffee County, I never imagined that I'd be the leading candidate to serve as Alabama's next U.S. Senator. Hard-working Alabamians clearly know that I will fight tirelessly to defend our Christian conservative values and advance the America First agenda. The people of our state are sick of failed, do-nothing career politicians who only serve themselves while getting nothing done for Alabamians. We will continue to work tirelessly to get our message out and visit all 67 of Alabama's counties. The future of our state is on the ballot on June 21, and together, we'll preserve the American dream for our children and our children's children. Britt and Brooks face off in the June 21 runoff. Britt bested Brooks by a 45% to 29% margin or roughly 100,000 votes. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.